Well, howdy guys, it's lucky I'm still here, really. The government of the UK sent out a warning to most people's phones, which is supposed to be only used in severe danger, such as maybe the missiles are coming, something like that. But they sent the warning out because it's been warm for quite some time. And of course, one of the reasons they send it out is to panic people. It didn't panic me, it just made me laugh. But you can imagine these older people might get a bit upset, thinking that maybe the world's going to end. And of course, it's all about control. How to control the whole population. Maybe the next alert will be, don't forget to pay your taxes. They probably took all their cues from, say, North Korea. Now, there's been two derailments of trains in a short space of time in the UK. Apparently, there was no fatalities. And of course, they don't know the cause yet. But there is speculation that maybe the railroad tracks got so hot, they kind of warped. Funny, it's quite warm in other countries that have railway tracks. But it does show you how broken the infrastructure is in the UK. Because any little sort of thing can break it. Look at the state of the roads in the UK. And how does a country get this bad? Well, it's bad governing, isn't it? A concession of bad governments who are all about show and tell. They just kind of deal with their vanity projects that cost millions of pounds and generally don't work, and not dealing with the actual real problem. You know, many, many years ago, the UK used to be quite a nice place. People had good attitudes. They were cheerful, even though they didn't have a great deal. But you certainly notice the difference today. People mostly are all miserable. They have that pain look on their face. Anyway, guys, what do you think of the government sending out a warning like this? And how much did it cost the taxpayer to do that? Funny, they didn't send the warning out when there was loads of potholes everywhere and it was actually really dangerous. Do you know, the funny thing is that in North Korea, I bet you the infrastructure is better than it is in the UK. I don't mean more of it, but what's there probably works. Lots of people in the UK would love to get the hell out of the country, but they can't afford to, because their money's disappeared on just plain living. Anyway, guys, what do you think? Was this severe alert really necessary? Or is it just all about control? Take it easy, guys.